This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, June 11th. I'm Katie Brown. Three Monterey County school districts are under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports.
Soledad Unified School District Superintendent Randy Banks started his week with a letter from the DOJ announcing a compliance review.
We had no expectation that this was coming.
According to a DOJ press release, the review will examine whether the districts are allowing parents to opt their children out of instruction involving topics like sexual orientation and gender identity.
Right now, we're on our first step, which is to gather the information that's been requested.
The review will also look at bathroom policies related to gender.
We aim to follow the prevailing laws, be they federal or state, to that point on restroom access.
No federal law requires school districts to limit access to bathrooms or locker rooms based on a person's sex assigned at birth. And California law explicitly allows people to use the ones that correspond with their gender identity. Banks says he'll comply with the review and that the district will continue supporting all students. The Justice Department did not respond to questions in time for this story. The other Monterey County districts under investigation are Santa Rita Union and Graves Elementary in Salinas. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
The Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk plans a world soccer celebration during the FIFA World Cup from June 24th through June 28th. Boardwalk spokesperson Chris Reyes says this is the first time they've broadcasted a live sporting event.
It just made perfect sense to have a watch party on the beach in Santa Cruz.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup begins Thursday. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.